China throws a party for the global finance elite. Guests aren't too crazy about the cooking. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Finance leaders from G20 countries are gathering in Shanghai. Lots of fingers pointing at China these days for the recently nutty stock markets around the world. So a lot of the heavy hitters in finance are criticizing China's economic policies. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is at the G20 meeting in Shanghai. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, Mark.
So China is the host of this event. Typically, when you go to somebody's house, you try to say something nice about the food. You know, I like what you did in the living room, stuff like that. But right now, some of the guests are being fairly blunt about China's economy. What's the mood there?
Yeah, one of the first talks today was delivered by former U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. And he's sort of set the tone for the rest of the day by giving a pretty frank assessment of what China needs to do to his Chinese hosts.
Taking meaningful steps to address the reform agenda would both move China on a path to a new growth model and signal markets that the country is serious about dealing with current challenges.
And it was clear from other folks like IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde that there is a palpable level of frustration with China's pace of reform. The government reactions to both its crashing stock market and its declining currency in the past months have made central bankers around the world very nervous. Of course, a lot of the global market volatility this year has come from confusion about how committed China really is to transforming its economy to a household consumption-driven one.
So you have these global leaders in China with some complaints about China. How's China responding?
Well, as it happened, the head of China's central bank, Zhou Xiaochuan, was in attendance today. And here's how he characterized China's commitment to reform.
Managing the reform pace would need the windows and the conditions.
That's not the decisive statement the rest of the world was really looking for. And, you know, that's not too surprising because Zhou's speech, as well as the speeches of other top Chinese banking officials, were all peppered with propagandistic kind of catchphrases. Phrases like medium high growth and the new normal were repeated over and over by Chinese officials today and yesterday. And it's about setting expectations. These officials certainly know what's really happening inside China's economy better than anyone. And if they're using phrases like the new normal, You've got to think that the real situation could be worse. And when in a few years from now, people say, why didn't you warn us? They'll say, well, we told you this was the new normal. So that commitment to rapid fire and bold reform that Paulson and Lagarde and others were looking for from the Chinese, not sure if they left the room too satisfied today.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
A first-of-its-kind conference very relevant to public radio fans is happening in Washington. The theme, Saving America's Radio Heritage. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the effort to save vital historic audio.
Chris Sterling chairs the Radio Preservation Task Force at the Library of Congress. The goal is to locate and digitize millions of hours of radio and catalog them on the web.
The local radio voice in America. Commercial, educational, college radio, all of that.
Like this 1956 interview with Rosa Parks from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
The driver said that if I refused to leave the seat, he would have to call the police, and I told him, just call the police.
Research director Josh Shepard says the technical challenges are immense. Recordings are often fragile or can be played only with obsolete technology.
There might be 3,000 or 4,000 tapes in a basement somewhere at a university. They all have to be listened to, and this requires a huge amount of labor.
And potentially millions of dollars. There's no telling what's already been lost. Deregulation in the 1990s led to a wave of radio consolidation. When stations changed hands, old tapes often went in the trash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
At the Oscars Sunday, winners will clutch their awards and drone on with thank yous. Over on social media, the gratitude just keeps going. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at the value of Instagram thanks.
When Amy Schumer won an Emmy, she thanked the usual suspects.
Thank you, Comedy Central, all of the suits who represent me.
But she didn't stop there.
Thanks, everybody who has helped me and my the girl who gave me this sort of a smoky eye.
An eyeshadow shout-out from the stage? Likely a first. But over on Instagram, awards season is one long parade of thank yous. Hashtag dream teams of hairstylists, personal trainers, makeup artists. Amy Odell is the author of Tales from the Back Row, an outsider's view from inside the fashion industry.
So I think it's natural when these people are just kind of such a big part of these celebrities' lives for them to infiltrate their Instagram feeds.
It's really them being a good boss.
Lisa Jamal heads the social media firm Social Intelligence Agency. Jamal says members of a star's permanent crew get paid for the work they do, and the Instagram callouts are legit pats on the back.
You know you're going to want to work hard. You want to work for a boss that is giving you a compliment.
But social media thank yous are often more about being a good business person than being a good boss. Jamal says an A-list celebrity could get $20, $50, even $150,000 for an Instagram post hyping a product. For services, social media callouts are often better than cash.
Instagram has become a career maker for the manicurists, spray tanners, shrinks, facialists, and Botox injectors in Hollywood.
Joe Piazza is the author of Celebrity Inc., How Famous People Make Money. She says many of those service providers work for free.
Those people have built their brand off of celebrity thank yous on social media.
Piazza says a single shout out on Instagram from the right celeb can be worth tens of thousands of dollars in business. You scratch my back, paint my nails, smooth my wrinkles, I'll say thank you. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.